Nationals and the Orioles on Wednesday. Bryce Harper and friends looking to snap a three-game skid. But things did not look good in the fifth. The Nats down 3-1 as Mark Trumbo digs in.
That ball is crushed to left center, and it's 5-1. That's one of the longest home runs we've ever seen to that part of this ballpark.
Here's Manny Machado, two outs, bases empty. He swings and launches one down the left field line. Worth way back to the warning track at the wall, and it's gone. Manny Machado, with only his second hit of the series, he takes Trinan deep.
The Orioles on top, 6-2. That ball is driven to left. See you later. And Michael A. Taylor will make this a two-run game.
Bottom of the ninth inning. The 3-2 to Wirth. Swung on. Hit in the air to deep right center field. This one is way back. Gentry to the warning track at the wall. It is gone. Goodbye. On pitch number 11. Bang. Zoom goes Jason Wirth.
Matt Wieters 2-for-4 tonight. Base hit. Base hit. The Nats are going to win it. Matt Wieters walks off Baltimore.
Matt Wieters' ninth career walk-off hit comes against the team with which he had his first aid. The Nationals stunned the O's 7-6. Baltimore's winning streak snapped at 6. The Nats' losing skid snapped at 3. Things certainly looked bleak for the Nationals on Wednesday, who trailed 5-1 at one point. But Dusty Baker's troops rallied for a 7-6 win on Matt Wieters' ninth career walk-off hit. Here is the Washington skipper sharing his thoughts on the big victory.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that one inning, they blooped us to death. And then the other innings, you know, they blasted us to death. And so, you know, but he hung in there, kept the score, you know, pretty close for us. I mean, that was a big two-run homer that Trumbo got because we were closing on him at that point in time in the game. And but our guys kept battling and battling. And, you know, I was just hoping that the bases loaded and nobody out didn't come back to haunt us, you know, because you hope to get a crooked number when that happens. But, you know, we only got one. And I'll tell you, Jason Wirth had a super at-bat. And, you know, rarely do you have an at-bat like that and then end up hitting a homer. And then, you know, Bryce had a heck of an at-bat. I mean, that's a hitter's at bat, not a slugger, because he realized what we needed. We needed base runners, and then they walked Merv, and then, you know, Anthony continues to, you know, come through in the clutch for us. That was big. I know they were hoping for a double play. It's always dangerous when you put that winning run on base, and then Anthony came through, and then Wieters came through with a big hit, and so our guys are pretty excited. That was probably the best win of the year for us. You know, tonight we got a big game tomorrow again.
Is that worth that bat developing or
yes.
Sensing that he's maybe getting closer to squaring one up?
Well, you know, he's trying to make contact first. You know, that's a determination at bat. And, you know, if every at bat the guys had with that much determination, then they'd never make out, but something happens, you know, when you're down to your last breath, and guys, you know, seem to find more determination from somewhere, and you know, I'm glad he did.
What kind of win tonight, especially after a couple of late losses?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that shows you the power of the last at bat, you know, because the other games we lost was in the last at bat. And so last night they won the game in a dramatic fashion in the last at bat. I mean, they're a good team. They're a very good team. You know, they got a lot of power. You know, they should go a long ways in their league, and then we should go a long ways in our league. And, you know, last year I was calling for a Beltway World Series. That would be a kind of a dream come true for, you know, for all of us, because I've been in the Bay Bridge, the World Series before. Didn't end too well for us, but I tell you, like I said, they had an outstanding team, and you certainly didn't want to lose four in a row. I mean, because that would kind of negated all the work that we had done prior to that. But two of those three games, you know, we lost you know, we had the lead. So, like I said, we'll celebrate tonight, get a good night's sleep, and then have at it again tomorrow.
What can a game like tonight do for Michael
Taylor? Well, yeah, I mean, you know, Mike needed that game. You know, he's been struggling lately, making contact. You know, it was a big home run that he hit. That was a big two-out RBI that he drove in. And so hopefully, and, you know, he was in the A spot, which is a tough spot to hit in. But, you know, he rolled the lineup around a couple times. And so, you know, we're all pulling for, you know, for Michael Taylor, Michael A. Taylor. And so, you know, it'd be big for him and us if he can start rolling.
Bob Henley's a pretty aggressive third base coach.
Yep.
Hold was that, do you think?
Well, he told me that was the toughest hold that he's had. And, he might have been out by 20 feet because that throw was right on the money. You know, Adam Jones is an outstanding center fielder, you know, with outstanding arm. And, you know, he came in, charged, well, cut the distance down, and then threw a bullet to home plate. So that was a huge hold. Yeah, I mean that was huge. I mean, he's been, other than that one game in Philly where he hung the slider, but you know, Matt Albers has been outstanding for us, and you know, so far he's been, like I said earlier, he's been the find of the year, you know, for our ball club.
Matt Wieter's first 8 career walk-off hits came in an Orioles uniform, and his 9th came at their expense. Here is the veteran catcher sharing his thoughts on the Nationals 7-6 comeback win.
I was trying to get something up. You know, Gable did get a fastball the other day on, so I wanted to make sure I got his changeup up because he's got a really good changeup. But, you know, it's a game we needed. We kind of beat ourselves the first couple games, and tonight to be able to come back and win like that, it's big for us.
Jason got it all started in this 9th inning with an 11-pitch battle that led to a home run. How is that work, that result, felt in the dugout?
Oh, you grind out the bat, and then to get the result right there is huge. I mean, we needed 2 runs. And we got 1 right off the bat. And then, you know, it goes down. Harp had a great bat after that and just kind of moved on.
Bryce says that with this team, even when you guys are trailing, you're never down. How does that kind of develop?
You know, we feel like our lineup's deep to where we can.
Took Anthony a bit to get out here, but he got you. How does that mentality develop?
You know, we just pass on to the next guy, and we feel like our lineup 1 through 8 and even 9 with some of our pitchers is deep. So we're able to pass it on and just trying to put together good at-bats.
Congratulations, Matt.
Thanks.
The Nats send A.J. Cole to the mound on Thursday as he battles Dylan Bundy.